Hi, this is Connie Kendall, and we're going to a place of wonder, excitement, discovery, and... Oh, well, I can hardly wait. How about you? So let's go on another adventure in Odyssey!
Hi, Jason. Come on in.
Well, hello, Agent 4437.
That's not my number, and you can't talk like that tonight.
I can't? Why?
Wooten and Penny are coming.
Oh, okay.
It's a game night, Jason, not a secret agent mixer.
Well, I was just kind of hoping it'd be limited to people who already know Jillian's secret, so we could be ourselves and not have to worry about committing treason.
Well, tiptoeing around Class 1 felonies is all part of the excitement of game night.
Yes, I noticed from the invitation that we're going to be tiptoeing around a lot of things.
I tried to convince Connie not to make those rules.
This is my house, and once you step inside this doorway, you have to abide by the three rules.
Yes, the wonderful three
rules. You know what? Let's get an invitation and read them out loud together, shall we? Okay, rule number one.
No talking about work.
A rule which both of you have already broken, and I have granted you a do-over, but merciful Connie has now left the building. Number two.
No grumbling or even talking about problems.
Nothing about your difficult home life, nothing about your car not starting today, nothing about how you can't get decent pizza in this town. Mm-hmm. And three.
No being too competitive.
If I even suspect that you're taking these games too seriously... You get a strike. Three strikes of any kind.
Ooh, what? And then we have to sit in the corner?
Oh, I like that idea. That sounds fun. Okay, yes, you have to sit in the corner for 15 minutes.
Way to go, Jason. You've given her authority to put us in timeout.
I was just joking.
NSA 101. Never give the bad guy ideas he couldn't come up with himself.
Uh-oh. I think you just talked about work, Jillian.
Oh!
Strike one.
Oops.
No warning?
Merciful Connie left the building, remember?
Oh.
Plus, you called me a bad guy.
Ooh, looks like you're going to be in the corner before the hors d'oeuvres are handed out.
If I go to the corner, I'm taking you with me.
Oh, by the way, you guys are partners.
What?
That kind of sounds like grumbling to me.
No,
not at all. It sounds like it's going to be a great party, Connie. Where are the pretzels?
Kitchen.
I'll be in the kitchen.
Oh, Wooten's walking up. Time for flighty Jillian.
Flighty Jillian mode engaged.
Hey, Connie. Hey, Jillian.
Hi, Wooten.
Oh, Wooten, I love, love, love your outfit.
Ooh.
Is that a Louis de la Merci?
No, it's a shirt.
Where's Penny?
Oh, she had to stay home.
Oh, no. Ooh. Why?
Well, it was the only time the exterminator could come. We have an ant problem at our house.
Oh.
Penny and I played a best of 13 round of rock, paper, scissors to see who would get to come, and I won 7-2.
Oh.
Rock, paper, scissors is the one game where it helps not to overthink, so I'm real good at it.
Oh, is she upset she couldn't come?
Well, she seemed okay when I left. But she did want me to call her every now and then and put her on speakerphone so she could feel like she was kinda sorta still here.
Well, that's fine. As long as you don't talk about your aunt problem over the phone inside the house.
Oh, yeah, right. We cannot talk about problems tonight.
Right. Three strikes and you have to sit in the corner.
It's Jason's fault.
Are you okay with all the rules?
Oh, yeah, sure. Reminds me of when I was a kid. My dad would charge me a quarter every time I got stains on my clothes. I burned through my college fund after they added Sloppy Joes to the school lunch menu.
Well, come in, then.
Woohoo!
Woohoo! To you, too!
Jason's in the kitchen. Oh, Whit's here.
Hello.
Hi, Whit.
Hello, Jillian. Honey. Oh, thanks for inviting me.
Sure.
I can't remember the last time I went to a game night.
Well, I thought some time away from the daily grind would be nice.
Amen to that.
Come on in, come on in.
Oh, Whit, what happened to your face?
Yeah, you've got a huge bruise.
Well, I don't think I can really talk about it right now, considering rule number two.
You read the invitation.
No talking about problems, right?
That's right. Or you have to sit in the corner.
Jason's idea.
Well, my lips are sealed then. Putting those things aside for one night of simple fun is a great idea.
I'm glad you feel that way, Whit, because you're on my team. Just grab some snacks from the kitchen and we'll get started.
Oh, great. Let the games begin. Is there any bottled water in here?
Yeah, top shelf behind the soda.
Yeah, I see. Thanks.
So, Dad... Are you going to behave yourself tonight?
Jason, whatever are you talking about?
You know what I'm talking about.
Don't worry, I'll grab some paper towels.
What do you mean by behave?
Well, you've got people here who have never seen that side of you.
Wait, what are you two talking about?
This is the first game night Dad and I have had together in many years.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, probably since Jason was a teenager.
Yeah, I remember our family game nights. They usually ended in tears.
What?
Oh, Jason didn't like to lose.
Wait a minute, what do you mean I didn't like to lose?
Oh. Well,
you are aware that most parents will, on occasion, let their child win a few times, you know, just to prevent the crying.
Well, what kind of lesson would that have taught you?
Oh, so you were teaching me a lesson, huh? It had nothing to do with you being ultra-competitive?
When have you known me to be ultra-competitive?
Come on family game nights, that's when.
Most of the time, you deserve to lose. You were a compulsive cheater.
Really? Jason cheated?
Yeah, one time he painted my croquet ball with magnetic paint, and then painted the wicket with a paint of the same polarity. So, when I tried to hit the ball through...
He was repelled by the wicket.
The ball would be heading straight through, and then all of a sudden take a sharp turn to the right and miss.
So how do you know I did that? It could have been Jerry or Jana.
I know it was you because you had a line already prepared when I missed.
A line?
Tell her, Jason.
All right, well, I said, wow, it's almost as if God didn't want that ball to go through the wicket.
Nice.
Well, this is not an admission of guilt, okay? But I won't need to cheat tonight.
Oh, so you're going to win fairly?
I'm not a kid anymore.
Ooh, I think we have a challenge. Jason and Whit in an old-fashioned family feud. Jason Whitaker has laid down the gauntlet.
Don't you have a spill to clean up?
Oh, yeah. Excuse me.
To answer your question, Jason, this is a night for fun. I'll behave.
Well, I guess we'll see.
Hello?
Oh, hi, Penny. This is the first of the every now and then calls you asked for. How are the ants?
Getting worse.
Oh, no. You mean there's more?
No, the same amount. Mm. But they just seem angrier.
Uh-oh.
Like they're planning a hostile takeover, Wooten.
Oh, is the exterminator there yet?
She'll be here in 10 minutes.
Well, hopefully that's not too late. Ants have incredible organizational skills, Penny.
Oh.
They've probably already discussed a whole new system of government after they overthrow us.
Oh.
But I can't really talk about the ant problems anymore. Because if Connie hears me, I could get sent to the corner.
Okay, just tell me what's happening first. Where exactly are you?
Oh, I'm next to the shelf where Connie keeps her collection of healthy cookbooks that she never references.
Okay, who's in the room with you and what are they doing?
Well, Jillian and Jason are talking on the couch, Whit is drinking water, and Connie is preparing stuff for our first game, I think.
Oh, what are you playing?
Ooh, from the looks of it, Spoon Wars.
What?
No, wait, she's just putting out spoons.
Okay, anything else?
Just a big mysterious bruise on Whit's face.
Oh.
Nobody knows how it got there.
Oh, what does it look like?
Idaho.
Mountainous and potato-like?
No, like the shape of Idaho.
Oh.
All right, is everyone ready for our first game?
You bet.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Really?
Yeah, Penny says yes, too. I'm putting her on speaker.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Penny.
Hi, Penny.
Oh, Connie, can I make a suggestion for a game? It should only take a couple of minutes.
Maybe.
Okay, let's play What Happened to Whit's Face.
Okay.
Yeah,
ooh,
yeah.
I'm trying to.
I'll go first. Question one. Did it involve some kind of argument with someone who was putting together a wooden puzzle of the United States?
Oh, yes! It looks like Idaho! Did I win the first game?
I was told not to talk about any of this.
Exactly. Can we move on, please?
Oh, I've got a question about potatoes.
Penny, we are not playing that game.
Oh.
I've got a better one. It's trivia time!
Just come in the kitchen, Jillian, and hurry.
What is it, Jason? Connie said we're starting the second game.
I want to talk about the one we just played.
You were unhappy with my performance?
We could have won it.
Maybe.
Maybe nothing. There's no way Connie and my dad are better at trivia than we are.
What did you want me to do?
Do you have to be airheaded, Jillian, right now?
Of course. Wooten is here and Penny is listening.
But does airheaded Jillian have to be this airheaded?
There's no way airheaded Jillian would know anything about World War II.
Enough to know that the Japanese didn't bomb Detroit in 1941.
Okay. I've played this role for quite
quite a while. I know how to do it.
Isn't it possible that airheaded Jillian could have picked up some trivia? I don't know, talking with the other women at the nail salon?
Yes, the girls and I always broach the subject of famous Belgian authors immediately after toe exfoliation.
Can't you answer correctly, then just act surprised that you knew it?
Are you willing to risk giving away my cover just so you can beat your dad?
Yes, I am willing. Now, are you going to take one for the team?
And which team are you talking about? Your game night trivia team or the United States of America?
Wait, shh.
Oh, well, that was fun, wasn't it?
Kind of a hollow victory, don't you think, Dad?
What was that?
Well, you know trivia games aren't fair when Jillian has to play the fool.
Yes, of course.
So you're willing to discount the entire thing?
I don't know about that. Connie and I did get on a roll. We would have been hard to beat regardless.
Yeah, well, your role is over now.
What?
We're coming for you, and we're not showing mercy this time. Connie! Hey!
So, Jason, what I just heard, was that you being, I don't know, competitive?
No. It's just a little fun thing that Dad and I have this joke.
Mm-hmm.
Strike one?
Strike one.
Yeah.
Next game is in 5 minutes.
Okay, I'm alone in the hallway. Everybody else is in the family room. I've got a few minutes before the next game starts.
Okay.
Just try not to be too loud, because Connie is lurking. So what's going on?
Okay, the exterminator lady is here.
Mm-hmm.
She's checking out the big pile of ants.
Is she looking for the leader?
I don't know, but she looks like she wants revenge for something.
Oh, there's a story there.
She's moving a bookcase away from the wall.
Mm-hmm.
She's...
What is it? Second wave of the assault!
They're spreading! I'll call you back.
Penny?
Oh, come on, Whit. I'm sure we have something in the bathroom we can put on it.
No. I don't need anything. I put ice on it earlier.
What about aspirin? Did you take any?
Wooten, is everything okay?
Oh, yeah.
What are you doing back here?
Well, I had a phone call I needed to make and...
Something you would have gone to the corner for?
Definitely.
Problems at home.
Hey, what's going on back here?
Oh, I was getting aspirin for Whit.
I don't need any aspirin.
Oh, for your face? Yeah, what happened anyway?
Yeah, it can wait.
I kind of want to know, too.
Did you go to the doctor?
No.
You could have a concussion.
Mm-hmm. No, I don't think so. It just jarred me for a moment.
Oh, is that a clue? You got hit by a jar. Oh.
Did you fall down?
You fell on top of a jar.
It wasn't a car accident, was it?
Or a jar accident.
That was a good one, Jillian.
No, nothing like that.
You didn't have a fainting spell, did you?
No.
And hit your head?
It was a silly accident.
Oh.
A few kids were at Inventor's Corner today creating a delivery system with pulleys and ropes and got into an argument and accidentally let go of a metal weight and it swung down and hit me in the face.
Oh.
That's it.
Okay.
There was no concussion, no tears, and certainly no jar. I don't know why you're so worried. It obviously hasn't affected my gameplay. Connie and I were winning.
So you don't need any aspirin?
No, it's just a mild headache.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we didn't see you, Connie. How long have you been there?
I heard the whole story.
Wow. Well, that was a trifecta, Whit. You talked about work, problems, and you were kind of competitive there at the end. So strike one, two, and three.
Don't worry about it, Whit. They were badgering you.
No. The rules are the rules. I'll go sit in the corner in the family room.
You really don't have to, Whit.
Of course I do. I'll skip the next game and perhaps join in for the one following it.
Huh. It was almost like God didn't want you to play the next game.
Oh.
And that would be taunting. Strike two, Jason.
Oh. What?
Yeah,
what?
Strike two.
How could that be taunting?
That is so competitive, too.
Wow. Whit was the first one to go down.
I never would have thought that.
I guess... no one is safe. Okay, this is the thing that you put on popcorn.
Oh, Parmesan cheese.
Yes, you get scared a bunch of these are going to team up and carry you off at the beach.
Seagulls.
Right, the opposite of yellow.
Gray.
Uh-huh, you wish these would make a comeback.
Stovepipe hats.
Right, you have four of these and I don't understand why.
Eyelash curlers.
Got it, I have three of these and you don't understand why.
Battery-operated playing card shufflers.
Yes!
Okay, time's up.
Oh.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Seven.
happened.
I have never seen anything like that.
Well done, Bassett.
Thanks, misbehaving man in the corner.
Hey, Jillian and Jason, you got a hard act to follow.
Yeah, well, hang on. Jillian, come to the kitchen with me.
Why?
Strategy session.
Strategy.
Okay, losing to Connie and my dad is one thing, but we can't lose to Wooten and Penny.
Well, it sounds like we're gonna do just that.
No. You have to stop being clueless, Jillian, just for a minute or so.
I can't do that.
They won't suspect anything.
I won't take that chance. You're just gonna have to use your NSA training.
What do you mean?
Getting inside someone else's head.
You mean?
You're gonna have to think like clueless Jillian.
Ready, and go!
Okay, this is the 8th President of the United States.
Paul Revere?
Yeah, no.
Oh.
This is a designer brand of shoes, I think.
Ooh, Van Buren!
Yes!
Ooh.
This is the U.S. state that has the biggest mall.
Minnesota!
Right! Okay, this is the study of the best music stations.
In radiology!
Right? This is when a piece of clothing looks really smooth and not wrinkly at all. It's...
irony!
Exactly! Our country was named after this guy.
Captain America!
Yes, this is Spanish for disc.
Disco.
Yes! Oh, this is the 8th President of the United States!
Ooh, Paul Revere!
Correct!
Oh, 5 seconds.
Okay, quick. Finish this sentence. Leaning Tower of...
Eiffel!
Yes!
Time!
How many was that?
Well, that was 8.
8! We did it! We won!
Actually, I'm sorry. I can't allow disco because your clue is too close to the actual word.
No. Really?
Sorry.
Oh, come on. That's not fair.
We tried so hard.
Sorry, the rules are clear.
Well, the rules are wrong.
I'm filing a protest.
A protest? Really?
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like the two of you are grumbling.
No.
Okay, to the corner you go, both of you.
Oh, come on, really?
Yep.
This is only my second strike, though.
Well, if I go to the corner, you're going with me.
Got it.
Penny, it looks like it's just us left.
Wooten.
What is it?
The exterminator just found the source of our problem.
Ooh, Penny, don't say problem. Connie's
it was already... you.
What?
An entire box of popsicles was left out and melted underneath the bookcase.
Uh-oh.
It's the lime, orange, strawberry kind. Your favorite.
So, okay, you definitely have a point there, but we should probably
How
talk about this.
How many times have I told you not to leave your popsicles out?
Oh, a lot, but I guess I just forgot.
This was your fault. I should have been the one to go to the party.
I know, you're right,
Maybe
but...
you should be the one in the corner right now.
I agree. I'm going now.
Well, this turned out to be a fun party.
Much longer.
3 minutes. Mm. Then we'll start picture charades.
Okay.
Penny, are you still in a corner at your house?
Yes, I picked the corner that's furthest away from the ants.
That's fine.
Can I come out now, since I was here before everyone else?
Just 1 minute, Whit. I have something I need to say. Mm. Was it really so hard? To go just one night without bringing up issues? Just put them aside and have fun? Huh? Sometimes we need time when we can just enjoy each other, you know? Play games and laugh. I don't know about the rest of you, but I need that. It was the whole purpose of this night. All right, everybody, come back to the center of the room. Jason, you draw the first picture, okay? Here's your word. Jillian, you're guessing.
Sure.
Connie, are you all right? Has something happened that you're not telling us?
I told you I didn't want to talk about problems.
So there's a problem?
Whit.
Hmm?
I had a really hard week, okay? My car needed repairs that cost over $1,000. Jules is having a hard time in algebra. My bathroom sink is clogged, and Dreams by Constance just got a really bad review because I put the wrong address on the invitations, and half the wedding guests ended up at the pet store. I put together this party because I wanted to forget about all of that stress for just one night. I didn't want to be a guardian or a wedding planner or a plumber tonight. I just wanted to be a friend and be with my friends.
Well, one of the jobs of a friend is to bear each other's burdens.
I don't want that now, Whit. Okay, maybe at some point, sure.
Oh, all right. But we're here.
I know you are. But right now, all I want is for Jason to draw a picture of a bumblebee. Can you do that, Jason?
You just gave away the solution.
I know. We have to start over.
I don't mean to nitpick, Connie, but you kind of broke your own rules several times in the last 30 seconds.
Yeah. Okay, I guess I did. All right, my turn in the corner.
Oh, yeah, it's a good choice. You'll love that corner. It's spacious, got a rustic feel.
Mm-hmm. All right, just tell me when 15 minutes are over, okay?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Connie?
What's she laughing at, Wooten?
I'm not sure, Penny. She's not in the funny corner.
Are you laughing at us? Yourself?
Are you guys really going to wait 15 minutes while I sit in the corner? I mean, do you have any idea how ridiculous this is?
No.
We are adults, right?
Yeah, it is pretty absurd.
Wooten, describe what's going on, please.
Okay, well, Connie looks kind of like I do when I watch that cartoon with the wisecracking toaster.
She's falling out of her chair?
Oh, exactly. And Jillian's doing that thing I do when you call to tell me you're making mac and cheese hot dogs for dinner.
Hyperventilating?
Wow, we really are good at this, Penny.
This is what I wanted. Just to laugh with my friends. Oh, this is nice. Thank you, everybody.
Why did you say you wanted to laugh? I would have brought balloon animals.
I don't know.
I can make one look like Idaho.
Proverbs 27:9 says that friendship refreshes the soul. God brings people into our lives because He created us to be in a relationship with each other. Friends are good to spend time with, laugh with, and be silly with, but they're also there to encourage us when we're going through tough times. I'm glad our friends in Odyssey are comfortable enough with each other that they can laugh together, play together, and even send each other to the corner when necessary. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Game Night was written and directed by Marshall Younger, with sound design by Luke Gano, and music by John Campbell. Our executive producer was Dave Arnold. Our cast included Townsend Coleman, Jess Harnell, Katie Lee, Monica Padilla, Kimmy Robertson, and Andre Stoika. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.